The Arabian Rundown is a bi-weekly podcast hosted by the WEEM podcast staff. From music and movies to fun challenges, join Brooklyn, Skylar, Logan Romine, and Sophia Beaven every other Thursday for a fun-filled hour.
Welcome back to another episode of Arabian Rundown. I'm Sophia Beaven, and I'm joined by
Brooklyn Skylar.
And Logan Romine.
And for our first segment here, we're going to be talking about conspiracy. Excited?
Yeah. For sure. Except I think that Logan is going to have some bad takes.
I don't think I'm always the one that's wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not an episode of Arabian Rundown if Logan doesn't have at least one bad take.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Already, we're like not even 30 seconds into this session. You're already dogging on me.
Anyways, do you want to start us off with yours that you...
Yeah, so I don't think that aliens are real, and I think that the Earth is round.
So two straight up wrong theories.
Wrong theories.
You don't think in the billions of light years of space there's not a single other.
You think the Earth is flat?
No.
You just said two straight up.
You think the Earth is round? That's not a conspiracy theory. That's scientific knowledge.
Okay, but some people think it's flat. Therefore,
then the conspiracy theory would be that it's flat, not that it's round.
Okay, but what if it is flat? Then
so she's debunking the theory. She's debunking the theory.
No, because if you look at it, if I'm talking to a flat earther, I don't know why I'm pointing at you, but if I'm talking to a flat earther, then my conspiracy is that it's round and not flat.
But none of us are flat earthers.
Viewers.
Sorry if you're a flat earther. If you're a viewer, we don't agree with you.
We do not agree.
I was just making sure we get that one out of the way before, like, you know, we get further into this. Aliens, however, are not real.
Why?
Have you seen one?
I have a take on this. I feel like alien, I think the idea of aliens that people like think of, like the I don't know how to explain it. Like, I feel like there's
like
definitely
the stereotypical like ET alien.
Yes, like, I don't think that's real, but I think, like, if there's, like, some little plant or organism in some otherworldly planet or whatever, that's probably somewhere.
It could be, like, a fish. A fish from another planet would be an alien.
I just don't know.
Haven't they found life on other planets before? Like,
we have. I'm thinking, like, green dudes walking on the
like Martians?
Face of the earth. Yeah.
No,
those are my aliens.
There's a high probability that those aren't real, but they also could be.
I feel like,
yeah, that's why it's a conspiracy theory.
I feel like it definitely, like, there's definitely a chance with how big space is. Like, obviously, haven't even explored at 0.1% of it. So I think it's definitely a possibility, but nobody knows about
it. What if there's aliens at the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah, see, I mean, like...
Because not all of the ocean...
Still haven't explored, like, 25% of it.
And I still don't think that...
No,
have you ever seen, like, a vampire squid before? Like, you don't think there could be aliens when those things exist?
Yeah, but that's not an alien. It's an animal.
Have you seen anglerfish? Yeah. Those are creepy guys. And they're a lot smaller.
Finding Nemo kind of made them look a little scary.
They're like actually like this big.
I saw and I saw a thing and they were like this big.
Yeah. They're not big.
They're like,
it's just that they're small fish.
So
it's
like
it looked really big because it's
deep ocean.
You know.
Anyways, aliens. I think the idea of an alien like ET aliens aren't real, but like plants and stuff could possibly be real.
I think you have to go obviously you don't have to, but like I feel like you just got to go one way or the other. Either there's living beings like, you know, us and animals, because we would all be considered aliens to an alien.
We know that there are other planets in Goldilocks zones like us. So why wouldn't they sustain life? We know.
I got a Jeopardy question for you. What is a Goldilocks zone?
Define.
Okay, so we're in like the distance we are from the sun is like perfect for like keeping the climate stable and supporting life. So that's why we're able to have like water and stuff on our planet, because we're in this specific area away from the sun.
I've been through 11 years of more than that, 12 years of social studies, and I didn't know that.
Okay,
that's like what that was called.
Basic
science, yeah.
Say there's like a big star, not the sun, but like a big star, and there's a planet at the perfect space away like the Earth is.
It could theoretically support life, yes.
Just like how we do it, just be a replica.
necessarily.
I wouldn't
not
say
like someone's copying like
the,
us.
The Goldilocks zone. The Goldilocks zone is like it's not like just Earth size. It's like there's a range, so you can still have different gravities and stuff, which means
I
people
thought that
would
like if we were an inch away or an inch further, like an inch closer, an inch further, like we would blow up. Imagine
that's not how that works. Now, if the sun went out, then we would have 8 minutes till we all just froze instantly.
I thought that the Earth's core was hotter than the sun, so why don't we just use that?
I don't think that's true.
Maybe the surface? Actually, I don't even think that's true. The sun is the hottest thing in our solar system currently.
How do we know that?
Girl?
Because that's how stars work.
Have you seen it?
You realize, like...
No, I swear to God,
you realize we came from materials that came from a big star going boom, right?
What's that called? Supernova.
Supernova,
yeah.
The Big Bang.
Theory?
That's not the same theory. Wait, did you say the Big Bang?
No, that's what it's called.
No, that's how the universe
Someone lied to me. Someone lied to me.
The Big Bang is how the universe
is created.
I was
making a show reference, but you know what? We could go with that.
That just took me a second to like deep like process what you said. I was like, it said it so confidently as well.
No, okay, wait. I had false information. I originally thought the sun was hotter than the Earth's core, and then I was told otherwise, and then I just Googled it. And
seventh grade science class.
Who told you? Who told
that
you?
That is like basic you just level education.
But somebody told me, and I believed it. And this is why conspiracy theories shouldn't be a thing.
Okay, let's go back to your like Earth is flat thing. I'm going to act like I'm a... Not okay. The Earth is flat. Earth is round. I'm going to act like I'm a flat earther.
Love this.
I'm going to like argue to my... I'm not a flat earther, but I'm going to act like I am, and I'm going to argue to the... Okay. Till I can.
Sounds like something a flat earther would say.
I'm not. I think the Earth is round. Okay, first argument. When it rains, and it's... Since the Earth is round, why wouldn't the rain just fall off?
Gravity.
Shh.
The rain doesn't just fall off.
Exactly, but it should just fall off since it's round. If it was flat, like it does, it collects on the ground and stuff, like it does currently. That means it's flat.
Oh, this is so hard. This is so complicated.
Don't pitch in yet, Logan, because I know you have a smart answer.
So he has the smart answers and I have the dumb answers. Okay,
no, I see how this is. He just seems a more, like, into space.
Nerd, I agree.
Go Brooklyn.
I quit!
Can you...
So what is your rebuttal, Brooklyn?
What was the question?
So
if Earth is round, then why doesn't the rain just fall off when it rains? Because it's round, so it just fall off the bottom.
The Earth is huge.
Yeah, but so is rain.
Not that huge.
Okay, but even then, wouldn't the rain just like, it'll be at that spot and then it'll just go...
Evaporation.
You want me to help you out, Brooklyn?
Evaporation, the water cycle.
You're missing a real big key component in the...
Well, I want to just fall... Oh, gravity.
There we go.
You already said that.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
But Sophia told me I'm not allowed
to
speak.
I'm trying to think of more. Just give me a second. You guys keep talking.
Oh, I got one. I can argue this one.
Okay,
tell me.
If the Earth is round, then why does the sun go down on a flat line and not... Why is the horizon flat and not round?
Because the Earth is big.
But actually, that's not right because it'd be flat.
No, it wouldn't. Your eyes just aren't great. Gotta be honest.
Say that to the guy with glasses. Wow, buddy. You're on a roll today.
Don't bring up the other one. We do not need to have that conversation.
Explain. Proceed.
No. Whatever. Why... What are some other conspiracy theories besides the one we know is not right? And
the Illuminati.
Alien.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Here.
Oh, I thought I saw some Men in Black earlier, and I was really scared.
We are the Men in Black.
I was like, I'm going to die.
Isn't there, like, a huge, like, theory, like, with Illuminati, like, a lot of, like, celebrities?
The
like,
22 Club, yeah.
The lizard people.
Mark Zuckerberg. He's a lizard.
But yeah, there's like a... I've actually seen this and it actually kind of freaked me out.
Lizard people?
No!
Okay.
No, the fact that like a bunch of like famous like singers and stuff, like if they start getting too big too quick, they die at like 23. Is it 23?
Some young age. They'll die at a specific age. 27. And there's like a lot of celebrity pictures, like really big ones, who do like suspicious poses with like finger triangles.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that? Which I don't think I believe it, but like it's still kind of freaky to think about, because like, why are they all doing the same pose?
Personally, I think they got a big group chat and they're just all breaking us.
You know about the Grove?
What?
The Grove.
The what?
It's this massive, like, it's back in like the wilderness. I don't remember exactly where, but it's this basically like massive grounds area, and it's like
a bunch of like, yeah, the one with the tree stump and Teen Wolf.
What? No, the one with the giant owl statue.
Nope, don't know that one. That's from a book.
It's where a bunch of like celebrities go. They do like weird cultish stuff there.
What?
I know another place they do that stuff, but he got arrested.
Can we say?
Nope.
Can
you say
it? I know what you're gonna say. Say it, Berglund. Nope. Let's say his name.
Let's move past this. Let's move past the topic. Anyways, Illuminati.
What's the other one? Have you, the Yellow Deli?
No idea. You really are on,
what do you do?
On the internet a lot. Yeah.
No, it's interesting. So it's the Yellow Deli is like, it's fronted as this like chain of restaurants. I think it's like the Church of the Seven Sons or whatever.
Like Starbucks.
It's really weird.
Starbucks.
Or Church of the Seven Brides, something like that. And it's a cult. And the way they like bring people into their cult and make money is through this like chain called the Yellow Deli. And then, yeah, it's really weird.
I'm applying there.
They will bring you in. And they're also just like really racist. And they got in trouble for touching
kids. I don't
want
to apply there anymore.
It's an actual thing. I just looked it up. It's like a...
Yeah, it's an actual deli. It's a restaurant for a cult.
Well, it actually kind of looks yummy, though. They use the papyrus.
Apparently their food is like really good.
You know those people...
A peaceful haven for recycled barn wood basket lamps and beautiful paintings. Wait, I might apply. Simple homemade food.
I already applied.
Steaming hot sandwiches on fresh. You know, this looks legit. Are you being real?
Like, yes, it is actually a front for a cult. Look up cult afterwards, and then
This looks good, though. Wait, I might go.
What are some other ones?
As the light,
I just know a lot of like supernatural ones. They're not conspiracy theories, though. They're just like, ooh,
state it.
A ghost.
State it.
Do you think ghosts are real?
Yes. I've made this very clear.
Oh, yeah, we did have a
We had this whole... It was like the first episode. It was the first segment of the first episode.
Oh, yeah, because you ran outside your house, which is a stupidest thing to do when in a...
Jim Carrey is not in the corner of the ceiling, Brooklyn, and you're still scared of that, huh?
Guys.
That's insane. You keep bringing this up.
We recorded that, like, at least a month plus ago.
Yeah, Logan.
Didn't you
drop
just bring
it.
Up how I ran out of my house and you called it stupid? I will keep bringing up old beef because you keep bringing up old beef.
I don't even know what I said last time when I said this. I don't think ghosts are real. I think it's just scary coincidences.
Yeah, I'm on that boat. I don't think they're real.
Do you think someone can realistically crap onto the ceiling?
That's not a conspiracy theory.
That's literally like parkour people could probably do that in their sleep.
Honestly, that's not how physics works.
If I tried that hard, I feel like I could. Like, if you just, like, put your arms on the
side.
Yeah,
you have to use equal amounts of pressure to, like, keep. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I could get up there.
Hey, Logan, just because you can do it doesn't mean
the wall
I know.
Is slanted like this.
Be careful with that button.
That's true. There's physics. You can't push outward.
Okay, then how did Jim Carrey do it?
It's a movie.
That doesn't mean anything.
Hey, all of Jim Carrey's stunts are real. I think. I don't know. I just made that up.
Anyways, what are some other... I don't know any that aren't like, is this real or is that real or is
I saw
that all
one.
They are?
Oh, I saw there's
maybe
like
the dolphins built the pyramids under like the Nile.
I believe that one.
Something.
You do?
Sure. Yes.
Tell me about it.
Or like raccoons are secret government agents or something.
Oh, birds are...
Birds are drones.
Yeah, birds
drones.
Are like cameras, yeah. Not real.
Did you know that at Universal, they put like not dinosaur costumes, but they made dinosaurs around drones and like flew them around?
What? Do you know they tried to make dinosaurs again? They just brought back the dire wolf.
Oh, I saw that.
My God. Let's stop talking about the dire wolves, please.
Are you not happy about that?
No, I'm totally fine with them bringing back cute little big dogs.
Really big dogs.
Really big dogs. Why is Northern Michigan University posting about it on their story? And why is How to Train Your Dragon posting about it on their story? Okay, I'm literally, there's nothing in my life that doesn't say dire wolf now. I just
it seems
cry.
Like your content just needs to be rebranded.
I know.
With that, I think we're going to wrap up the segment. We're running out of time, so we'll be right back to you guys.
Thank you for staying tuned. More conversation to follow after this short break.
Support 91.7 WEEM by donating today. Donations to the station help improve the students' learning experiences and opportunities. We appreciate all support from a donation or tuning in, but we can't do it without your support.
Donate today.
For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. EXT is 6094 or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to our second segment of Arabian Rundown. Once again, I'm Sophia Bevan. I'm still here with
Brooklyn Schuyler
and Logan Romine.
Sorry for cutting you off there. For this topic, it's a little bit interesting. This is kind of like a weird thing to talk about, but like just to explain it.
Sorry, please continue.
Just to explain it, I recently saw a video of this person like saying that you can look up any date, then following put Florida man, and you'll just find some crazy, funny news stories. And we decided to put our birthdays and find some silly stories. So who wants to start us off?
I'll start it. It's not necessarily my birthday, but it is just so wild that I saw it while I was searching. And it's Florida doctor threw gallons of rancid smelling urine on peer's medical practice in a spout of business revenge.
Business revenge
is a crazy excuse.
Gallons of urine. Rancid, by the way, which means it's been sitting for a while.
Oh my.
He'd been plotting this, which means it was probably his own.
Wait, you know how they have like, what's it called when you plan? Like
premeditated?
Yeah, premeditated attack with
business revenge is so funny to me.
Yeah, no, that's like hilarious.
Like really.
It was a doctor doing it to another doctor.
That's like boss baby type of
what's even worse. What's even worse is that since it was a doctor and like which means it could have been like just multiple patients' urine. Like he just could have been collecting that.
Oh God, that sounds that's awful.
Which
to
is
think about
100% malpractice.
Also, like,
by the
what
way.
Do you mean?
Thanks for the FYI.
Also, like, business revenge. Like doctors. Like
I don't know. The other doctor must have made him angry, so he threw gallons of pee on his.
But like, business took revenge his patient.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did he just take his patients because he was a good doctor? Like, that's like so crazy.
business revenge is so funny.
I know. Oh, wow. That surprised me. I'm sorry, Logan. Anyways, Brooklyn, do you have one?
Yeah, so I've got that Florida man allegedly threw spaghetti sauce on his mother after a domestic something, like violence.
Dispute.
Or dispute.
Yep. Threw spaghetti sauce?
Like just the sauce?
Just the sauce.
I can't with
but was so lost personally. In the sauce.
Lost.
I hate puns so much.
But he Logan. Was. Well, she was lost in the sauce.
She was lost.
She kind of was.
Do we have a brand of spaghetti sauce?
I don't think so.
Like Prego or.
I'm glad you're asking.
No, I'm just curious. Like at the consistency. Yeah. Was it like a light spaghetti sauce?
It was a thick spaghetti sauce.
Like it covered her. Also, like, did he throw it at her? Like, was it in something and then he was like this and it went all over her? Or did he just throw the bottle
no,
at her?
No, what bro did is he just like grabbed it out of the container just in like his palm and just
chucked it. Imagine, that'd be so crazy.
So after learning more information, I do not know the brand. However, it was hot, which is not good.
Oh,
ouch.
That is pretty ouchy.
That's a little not nice. Like, if it was just spaghetti sauce, like I could.
So it was probably pretty runny then. I'm still on the consistency.
Yeah.
I'd assume if it was hot, I think it'd probably like be like a more, not like a watery texture, not like like a heavy whipping cream texture. Imagine hot. Heavy
imagine the sound.
Stop making the sounds.
I'm doing the sizzling.
Okay. No.
Brooklyn's just mad she can't make spaghetti noises.
I don't want to make spaghetti noises. Sophia, what about you?
I have one. Florida man with crossbow.
Not a good mix.
aimed at another civilian claiming he saw aliens. I have several questions.
See, they're real.
On our podcast. No, that's not what you should take away from that.
You should have got him on the first segment. Yeah.
I will get in contact with him. We will have him on our next podcast. I'm kidding.
Hey, I saw the aliens. Me and my crossbow, we're heading to Fayetteville.
I'm gonna look into this a little bit more.
Was he running through a cornfield?
Clear.
They're leaving signs in the corn.
He looks like a regular guy. Like, he just looks like a regular dude
that sees aliens.
Yeah. The morning.
It's about as regular as you can get.
Hey, you remember when everyone was trying to raid Area 51?
Oh, okay.
What?
Sorry. You remember that cultural moment? The Area 51 raid?
You remember that trend on TikTok is what he just said?
Oh.
It's a cultural moment trend on TikTok. Equal the same thing.
No, I remember that. I remember it was supposed to be
you know, the Tide Pod trend was also a trend on TikTok. And it,
cultural moment.
What would you define as a cultural moment, Brooklyn?
A TikTok trend?
So, wait. So, what's your argument here?
I have none. I was just saying.
Oh, you...
Whatever.
Anyways, so with the Florida man with the crossbow, I did get the details a little wrong. He locked himself in the bathroom, and I assume his father, because they had the same last name as his older guy, is what they said. Hey, not the point. Said he couldn't go in, like, he called, he's like, I can't go in the bathroom because he says, like, there's aliens and he's not, if he goes in, something's going to happen with the crossbow. He's like, so I can't leave this bathroom because there's aliens out there. Is pretty much what he's saying. And he's
That's unfortunate.
It really is.
So this guy got held hostage in the bathroom?
By aliens.
By himself. By
aliens.
By the aliens that he thinks are.
There's aliens. They're outside the bathroom.
Hey, personally, if I didn't want to like talk to someone, I would 100% be like, there are aliens. I cannot leave this room.
So if we ever see Brooklyn in the weeb bathroom, we know that she's hiding aliens. From aliens.
I just found another one.
Or people, honestly. I do both.
This one's a little, I don't know. Okay. Florida man has been sentenced to 21 months imprisonment for smuggling Australian cockatoo eggs into the United States.
To eat or to like, grow?
I don't know. What are
cockatoo?
They're birds.
I know, but like, what's the problem? I don't think that's 21 months of imprisonment. I think that's like a slap on the wrist and a fine.
No more bringing cockatoo eggs.
Like, I don't understand if it was smuggling, like, much more serious items, but they're cockatoo eggs.
Yeah.
They're eggs. Like, he's just probably going to cook with
realistically,
them.
Do you think there's, like, an underground egg market? So you're just stealing a bunch of eggs back and forth?
Market.
What? Sorry, repeat that?
There's an underground everything market?
You would know, Brooklyn, you're on the underground market?
Underground.
What are you buying?
So there's an underground thumbtack.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, but like, think about it. Hear me out. Because like, what if a kid needs thumbtacks for his school project? And
you go to a Walmart.
But he's not allowed to own thumbtacks. And therefore, he has to
A kid is not going on. Does he even know? A kid would even know it exists.
There's so many people in this world.
If the kid was able to access this underground market, but not a local Walmart, without his parents'
knowledge.
Okay, why
can't an underground market just be like some random kid on the street is selling thumbtacks?
It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like an intricate chain of like egg smuggling, you know?
I'm just saying there are levels to this.
There are levels to this.
There are levels. I can't. There was one where Florida man, Mr. Florida man, whoever he may be, he lassoed an alligator. When me and Logan were looking up our birthdays, this one showed up first. It was not on our birthday though. But he lassoed an alligator and then he tied it to a fence and he called the police.
71.
And then he got arrested for it.
And he was 71.
He was 71.
Yeah.
That's a strong older man. Like I can
lassoing an alligator.
Like I can imagine
in
the
a
nine
river, which I'm sure is water flowing.
Yeah, because
that tends to be how rivers work, Brooklyn.
Therefore, this is strong, dude.
Yeah. Yep. I can like imagine the 911 call.
But what
he's
if
like,
he was pulling downstream?
Why is that relevant?
Because then he wouldn't be a stronger man. It'd be easier.
Well, he's still
it's still an alligator, but like.
He's still strong.
This is still a good achievement for him, not the alligator.
Right.
We don't need the logistics.
Regardless of if it's down or upstream, he's still lassoing an alligator.
Okay, also in Florida, why are you learning how to lasso?
Well, there's cowboys down there, I think. I don't know. I had to pull out the country accent.
There's like a lot of like Hispanic people down there. Like bull stuff.
Oh, yeah, there is. I know they have alligators. So like, that explains the alligator.
Like ranching is a big part of Hispanic culture.
You know?
No, I just got done learning about that in Spanish class. Thank you.
Pulling out the knowledge from our high school education.
Says the one who thought the Earth's core was colder, hotter than the sun.
Someone gave me the wrong information.
That's sixth grade level education.
And I trusted this person, and now I don't believe them anymore.
Who is this person?
I don't know.
I think you just made it up and you went with
it. No, I'm so serious. Someone told me. It could have been JC. She does think that the moon landing was fake. Not a good source of information.
Oh, JC.
It's not real. It's not real.
Who are we talking about? No, lassoing. It is real. Alligator man lassoing. Okay. What else? I can just imagine like the 911 call going. Like, how do you explain like you lassoed an alligator?
Yeah, I don't know. Got an alligator tied to a fence down here. Help me.
I got an alligator down here. Okay, are you in danger?
No.
Nope.
No, but the alligator is.
Oh my God.
Why are you so good at that?
Oh,
you make
I
a lot
out
of impressions.
Lot.
They're really funny.
You do have a lot of impressions.
I could do Australian too.
Oh god.
Like the egg smuggling. That's where you got it from, Australia.
I smuggled my eggs down from Australia, you know.
I got another one. Florida man breaks into a woman's house and sits on her couch.
Must have been a really nice couch.
Literally, that's it. Just sat on the couch. I think he just needed somewhere to be.
This loops back to like, this is my thing with like, sorry, current topic here. Senior Assassin is currently going on right now.
Oh, yeah. None of us participate in that.
Yeah, because we're all not old enough.
And it's not affiliated with the school.
It's not affiliated with the school.
Not affiliated with Pendleton Heights, by the way. We're just talking about it.
We're just talking about it. But could you imagine, like, you're snug as a bug in a rug in the morning. And this, you're, like,
sure.
The person coming after you, like, contacts your parents and gets them to let you in their house. And you come downstairs and it's your guy just sitting on the couch, just like waiting for you.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like a nightmare.
Or like you're like asleep and they show up at like 12:30 and they just come squirt you in your bed. Just.
Oh yeah, because you can be.
You can go into people's houses.
Are you saying that Florida man would do that?
People in Florida.
I didn't know like what the connection was.
Just go in people's rooms and be like, nah, I got
you. No, we're talking about the Florida man who broke in to sit on the lady's couch.
Oh, if they did that for Senior Assassin?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of things that we could learn from Florida Man.
Like, Florida Man attempting time travel crashes into Casket Shop.
Casket Shop! Well, it was certainly a dead end.
I wish that we could have, like, a cricket, like, noise.
We do!
We do!
Where?
Which one is it? Tell the joke again.
It's the yellow one. Beep, beep, beep. You have to make sure that the level that's next to the soundboard is up.
Tell your joke again. Tell your joke again, Logan.
Please.
I guess you could say that's a dead end.
Also, the sound of a casket shot.
Because the car ran into it. I get it.
Wouldn't it be creaky?
I think it'd be actually relatively quiet. I don't think those are very heavily populated areas. Casket shops.
No, I'm talking about like the casket. Wouldn't it be creaky because it's wood?
Well, there's multiple caskets.
So it's like bowling pins? It's like the sound of bowling
pins.
Oh
my gosh. Laura Man surely has done something else that we can talk about.
Let me just go a little bit more in depth here.
You know what's so funny is that like when people in Florida wear coats in like 60 degree weather. And
no,
like,
I see that
crazy.
All the time.
It's like shorts weather here. It's like,
shorts weather is all the time for you though, Brooklyn.
Yeah, someone doesn't know how to wear proper clothing for.
I literally was wearing proper clothing today.
Okay, but wait, back to your thing. That's what I felt like seeing like the videos of people going to like Coachella this past weekend, and I'm seeing all these videos and these girls are in like boots and heavy like coats. I'm like, girl, I'm
You're
looking
in the
at
desert.
This is a concert too with like a bunch of people.
Right, and I'm like, it's like 100 degrees over there. What
also,
are you
can
doing?
We talk about how lame the Coachella outfits have been this year?
Or the Coachella in general has been.
I think
year.
The only
yeah, the crowd is so lame.
I've seen the, like the Lady Gaga like live stream. I watched a live stream and I didn't hear the crowd at all. I saw Lady Gaga, then, but where's everyone? Why is no one screaming?
Did she land? Did she go to Coachella after she left the planet?
That was
she
Katy
went
Perry.
To space?
She went to space.
That was Katy Perry.
Oh,
Katy Perry went to space.
Yes, yeah. And then she came back and started kissing the ground. It was hilarious.
She sang "What a Wonderful World" on her way back.
Anyways,
she's still talking about it.
It was
it's been like 2 weeks.
It was like a 2 minute long trip into space.
They were gone for a total of 10 minutes. Yeah.
We're going to wrap up the segment here. We'll get back to you guys. Bye.
Thank you for staying tuned. More conversations will follow after this short ad.
OMG, did you see 91.7 WEEM's new Instagram post?
Yeah, how do they always have the coolest content?
Keep up to date with what's going on in the station, as well as around the campus and community, by following us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
Online, on air, and on demand. 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to our other segment, another segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm still Sophia Bevan. I'm still with Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm still here with Logan Romine.
Yeah, we're still here.
We're still here.
We're never going away.
And we're going to be talking about pet peeves.
I'll go first. Okay. I don't like that people chew really loudly.
I think that's a common one, and I think I agree with you.
And yet, I like chew ice, and it's like the loudest thing ever.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So I'm kind of a hypocrite. But I don't like it.
I think that's a very popular
especially
one.
Popcorn.
To have. Oh yeah.
Which is a very public food to eat, especially in high school.
Yeah. especially in high school, that made me laugh.
We literally have popcorn Thursdays here.
Oh, something that peeved me so bad in elementary school, like you know, like the not the skinny pop. What's the popcorn with the white cheddar on it? Smart food, smart pop, whatever. Smart food. It would gross me out so bad seeing like these boys who sat at my table eat it because they would like
the cheddar fingers. Ew.
Yes, and they'd have like the little white cheddar in the corners of their mouth.
Ew.
I had to ask to move tables because they're out here just so bad. Because
hey,
one of them,
we're talking about pet peeves and mouth noises.
There you go. My pet peeve, I have a few, but I think my big one is like the people who are like, oh, I just don't really listen to music.
Oh, I think we've talked about this before.
We have and we? How someone only listens to certain artists.
And I think that's okay, but like people who, I'm like, oh, what's your favorite music? I'm like, oh, I just don't listen to music.
You don't understand. I'll be scrolling through AirBuds as a regular person. I'll scroll just like 900 Chase Atlantic songs before I get through anything else because it's all Brooklyn and it's just like...
Brooklyn,
all Chase Atlantic.
And I think it's okay
Thank
that
you.
You only like Chase Atlantic
Thank
and
you.
Your you listen to folk,
how do you
right?
not get tired of it though?
No, Colin, I don't ever. I almost got in a car crash listening to slide by Chase Atlantic yesterday.
I'm sorry that happened, and I hope you're okay.
Hey, by the way, you know what? I'm so convinced because, like, you wait, do you drive?
No.
Okay, you drive. I am so, like, do you often feel as though you are in a situation where you almost got into a car crash?
Yes, I can tell you about one. Oh, I have a pet peeve. The freaking Ford drivers who sit behind you and turn their brights on and blast you with a flashbang at like 10 o'clock at night when you're just trying to drive home. And then you have to get flashbanged by some random guy in a Ford like F-150.
I've never had that happen to me before.
Someone... I had a guy at a guy. I pulled out of my neighborhood. Granted, was the turn, did I kind of cut him off? Yeah, but was it really worth it? Was it really worth what he was about to do? No, he gets right up on me and he starts strobing his brights and it hits my mirror and I have glasses on. So it kind of throws off my vision when light hits it.
Hey, could have called the police on him.
So I have another one after this. Hold up.
Oh, God.
And so what that causes me to do is I bring my hand up like this to block my block the mirror. And I swerve, and I almost hit the car in the incoming lane because this guy was strobing me and he blinded me.
I had someone yesterday morning. I kind of, like, turned into their lane a little too early. So I understand why they did it, but it was not necessary. And, like, they, like, went up behind me and got really close and turned their brights on just to, like, know that I had offended them. And I was like, I'm in my car. Like, I don't care.
A subtle honk would do. Like, what do you mean you turn on your brights? Yeah, you offended me. Brights.
Flashbang. Like,
I think a simple, like, little, like, a beep, that would suffice. That would suffice. Anyway.
There was this guy. So I was driving, and I hate people that drive slow. That's my pet peeve. People who drive under the speed limit.
I have a similar one. Continue, though.
Go the speed limit, if not over. But this guy was going 40 in a 55, and I wanted to get home. You know, it was after school one of these days. It was a really nice day out, actually. So I go to...
Ignore the roof work. We've had to say that on pretty much anything that we produce in the studio.
Yeah.
From now until the end of the year.
Yeah. But so I signal to pass him, right? Because I'm in a passing zone. So I turn on my turn signal. Because you have to do 3 seconds before you can pass someone. And so I signal. And I go to start, you know, changing lanes to pass him. This guy swerves and tries to cut me off in the other lane. Tries to run me off the road because I was trying to pass him.
Rude.
Uh-oh.
This guy could have killed me because we were right next to like a bunch of farm equipment. So I would have ran straight into a giant pole.
But yeah. Anyways, basically what I'm saying is that student drivers get in a whole lot of almost accidents. And I mean, we're just lucky to be here. I've never been in a crash before.
Pet peeve. I'm just trying to get back on topic. I'm sorry, guys. I think what you said is very relevant, and I love your guys' takes on cars and crashes.
What's your pet peeve, Sophia?
Similar to yours,
People getting off topic.
Oh. I hate walking in the hallway, like school hallway, and being behind someone who's slow, especially a group of people who are slow, so you can't.
You can't go around them?
Oh, yeah. Nothing puts me in more of a fit.
Walk! Go!
Or when they stop and you're in the middle of a doorway, A, because what in the world? Walk through the door.
Right.
Or at the stairs and we stop in the middle of the stairs because that makes sense. Or they try to turn around.
Yes.
Or they're just in the hallway or everyone else is going, what?
This leads me into another point.
Oh, continue.
And you know, nothing against couples. I am part of one myself.
Me too.
But the couples who decide they need to get all over each other in class. We literally had to put up a no PDA sign in my English class.
That's actually crazy. I will say, me and my boyfriend, we're not like super PDA. We do like a little hug in the hallway and we go, bye. But we're not like, if I don't have any classes with them, but if we did have classes together, we wouldn't be like cuddling.
I'm talking about the people who are like standing at the hallway, like holding each other's hands, looking longingly into each other's eyes. It's like, what are you doing? Go to class.
I'll see you. You can see them the next passing period.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Move
don't
on.
Don't forget me, Jack.
There. Oh my God.
Sorry, don't forget. Never forget me. I will never forget you, Jack.
Oh, I get it. Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic reference.
He could fit on that door.
He could have fit on the door.
Because they were so dramatic for what?
Exactly.
That's
I'll
a pet peeve.
Let you go.
Why'd you hit an iceberg?
Dude, I think not make sleeping. Fun of a national tragedy. That is not what we're going to do.
Why'd you hit that? No.
Like, hear me out. It's a big piece of ice. It didn't move.
Well, I think they couldn't
we
see
really
it.
Can't
you realize
talk
that,
about
like,
this.
Icebergs move quite frequently, right? Like, they move with the current.
Not that much.
You realize, like, the reason why Indiana's so flat is because the, like, icebergs. Because
icebergs just moved around a lot.
No, it was
yeah,
just,
during the Ice Age.
There was Brooklyn. A big iceberg that just pushed, and that's why there's a lot of Indiana.
Like the Great Plains?
Flat. Yeah, we're in the Great, the Tipton Till Plains. I learned that in third grade.
Yeah, see, she actually didn't get an elementary school level education, so she would know
we,
that.
This was like a huge like topic before we went to the Squire Boone field
trip. I was in Pennsylvania in third grade. We didn't talk a lot about Indiana. They didn't even know it was a state there.
Oh, I forgot. You didn't. You're not native here.
I am native here, actually.
Oh.
There, then came back.
There. Oh, okay. How is Pennsylvania? Is it better than here?
Oh, 100%. But Pennsylvania is like...
expensive?
New Jersey people. But like...
Snooki.
But like not. I don't know who that is.
Camera operator. Be quiet.
Anyways, pet peeves. Oh my gosh, we're so not on topic.
We're
ever.
So bad at this.
We're not good at
But pet peeves. I don't like when people chew or make any sort of like mouth noise.
We talked about
really
that.
Annoys me.
I hate when people I hate when people forget about what they say.
Oh,
and they repeat it.
Oh, really? That's literally my whole life.
I know I'm joking. I just said
I know.
It actually doesn't bother me that much. I just want to make sure.
I was going down the list. I was gonna like make more new ones.
Oh
and,
yeah,
like recreate ideas. But you know, here we are.
Oh, continue.
I hate when people assume things and just dog on me for no reason in the middle of me talking. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, I'm trying to think of another one. People who talk like really loud. But like not in a like a I can understand like talking loud like in an environment like this when we're like arguing and being funny, but like people who just naturally are talking over everybody all the time.
My pet peeves is really really outgoing people. Can't stand it. Can't do it.
People who are like, oh, hi Brooklyn, how are you doing today? I hope you're having such a great day today.
Oh my
See
gosh.
How I can't respond? Like, it doesn't work.
Oh my god!
You want to tell me about your classes?
No.
No, go away.
Yeah. There's like another, that's something similar to that, or like people I know who can just go up and talk to a stranger, like, no problem. Cause like, there's like these two freshmen who are in band that I know who will literally just go up to strangers and they're like, hey, how are you doing? And like, what? Yeah.
People who have no shame, like in public, who have no humility.
Or
it's like,
no. Spatial,
you're acting like a fool
spatial,
in public. What
social
are you doing?
Awareness.
Yeah, it's like so, like talking like super loud about something that should not be talked super loud about. Like something that's just like, oh my god, yeah, I heard like blah 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 blah. Like and like we are in the middle of the hallway. Yeah. Please quiet down. Oh my gosh. Oh, spatial awareness as well.
Spatial awareness too, but that's like stopping in the middle of hallway.
That's what. That's what I mean. Like how do you have no spatial awareness? I'm right behind you. Please get out the way. I'm actually
situational is what I'm thinking of. Situational awareness, like just know what you're doing and
just
like,
be aware of what's going on. Anyways, you have any? Have you even said a pet peeve?
I have. I told you people driving slow.
Oh yeah,
literally all of the driving ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do another one.
Let me think.
This is probably like being dumb.
Oh yeah, people who lack like common basic elementary school knowledge.
Oh, like the, I have an example, like their son being.
Yeah, like
shut up!
Your son being hotter than the core of the earth.
I knew that, okay? I trusted a source one time.
You never, always be skeptical.
Never.
Amen.
People who are overly pushy about like their beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
That's another big pet peeve. It's like, leave me alone. I don't.
Huh?
Sorry.
I don't know if we can talk about that one.
Oh, yeah. Let's quickly move away.
Dude, people who drop their phone constantly in a podcast.
Wait, that is one. Not people who drop their phones constantly, but people who are on their phones constantly. As someone who's on my phone constantly,
yeah, I get
it like makes me mad when someone else is.
Like when I get off my phone, you should get off your phone.
Or people who are on their phones during a movie. Like I'm like, imagine watching a show.
Oh, I'm
with
chronic at that. If I don't want to watch the movie, I'll play on my phone.
Imagine like you're like trying to show your friend a movie and they're just on the phone. Like, I'm like, bro, you're about to miss the good part. Yeah. Oh, another pet peeve about that. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about this. Is when someone will be like, hey, does this happen in the movie? And they like completely spoil like the big twist or something. You're like, no.
I love spoilers.
I can't stand spoilers.
I had a pet peeve, but I don't know if I remember it now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very passionate.
My pet peeve is people who can't remember their own pet peeves.
My pet peeve is Logan Romine.
Okay, then.
What's your middle name?
Taylor.
Logan Taylor Romine is my pet peeve. I'm kidding.
That's not very ops manager like of you.
Thank you.
You're such a great
I'm off the clock.
Are you though?
You're actually on the clock. We're doing a clocked duty right now.
Bro.
Anyways, with that, I think it's going to wrap up the segment here. Great time on Ruby and Rundown today. Lot of arguing, as it always is. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Arabian Rundown. Stay tuned for more content by following 917WEEM on Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram, and on any platform podcasts can be found, or at WEEM Media on YouTube.